Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, House Republican leadership is struggling on the government funding bill. Number two, Harry Dunn was suspended in 2011 after a gun incident. And number three, the Biden campaign leans on the CHC to build Hispanic support. Let's get into it. First of all, the most important thing that's happening today outside of government funding, it actually might even be the most important thing, including government funding, is that the UConn Huskies, the number one seed, is playing Stetson today in their first game of the NCAA tournament. Their bid to keep the, to win their back, a back-to-back national championship. Their game against Stetson is 2:45 today in Brooklyn. So go Huskies. And also worth noting here that the Bagel Caucus is celebrating its one-year birthday anniversary today. I have seen behind-the-scenes images of the bagels coming into the Capitol, and we are waiting with bated breath for the Bagel Caucus's one-year anniversary. So let's talk about now, let's get down to business. The House, the government funding runs out tonight. It's March 22nd, it's tonight. This is six bills, six very thorny bills, the most thorny being labor, HHS, defense, and homeland security. These run out tonight, and we have a package out, a $1 trillion package, minibus package. The House is supposed to vote at 11 a.m. today. That is the plan as of now, as of 4:53 a.m. in Washington. These plans could change quickly. By the time you might be listening to this, they might be voting at 2 o'clock. I don't know. But they are vowing to go to the floor at 11 a.m. So they are, the House Republican leadership is struggling to get the support that they need for this bill. Now, as we say in the newsletter, these are not hair on fire concerns yet, but we're getting there. The whip count at the Thursday afternoon vote, was softer than House Republican leadership would have wanted. Leadership aides expressed confidence they'd be able to, deliver enough votes, but, it's close. House Republicans are worried for a lot of reasons about the package's lack of strict border security provisions, the huge price tag, the secretive negotiating process, and even that the bill does not include a pay hike for members of Congress. The unrest is especially acute among conservatives, but it's really across the board. The math here, you have to understand, is quite simple. Democrats believe they will lose, House Democrats believe they'll lose roughly 10 to 15 of their members. That means Republicans need to put up 100 votes. That's a pretty low bar. The leadership understands this math, but it's still proving difficult. Now, this is bad. Robert Adderholt, the number two on the House Appropriations Committee and the chair of the Labor HHS Subcommittee, which that bill is part of this package, said Thursday night he's a no on this because of the earmarks in the bill. Now, Adderholt was always against these earmarks in his bill. But the fact that he feels that he needs to come out and say that and then vote no is very bad for the House Republicans. There is basically no chance sitting here right now that Mike Johnson will be able to get the majority of the majority on this bill. What does that do to him? Nothing. They're not going to throw Mike Johnson out at this point. I don't believe. They're just going to be pissed off at him. And listen, this is something that we should probably write, but the results here, the outcomes are far less conservative in Mike Johnson's house than they were in Kevin McCarthy's house, probably. This bill is, as we noted yesterday, this bill is a bipartisan bill with modest wins for both parties, modest losses for both parties. So, you know, that's where we are. So we'll get more into this next week on the fallout and et cetera, et cetera. But that is where we are in the House. Now, this bill needs to also pass the Senate tonight. Every senator wants to get out of town in a timely fashion. Even conservatives like Ron Johnson are pushing for a time agreement that would allow senators to vote on this package before midnight. Two dozen Republican amendments have already been submitted, and that number will have to be whittled down before any deal is reached on floor procedure. Michael Bennett, Democrat of Colorado, is threatening to hold up final passage because of Ukraine aid. I imagine he's going to not cause a government shutdown because of Ukraine aid, even though it's a big issue. The fiscal year 2024 appropriations process could be wrapped up by the end of the day, only 6 months too late. Number two story of the morning, Harry Dunn, the former U.S. Capitol Police officer who is running for Congress in Maryland, received a suspension without pay from the force in 2012 because he improperly handled his department-issued gun. The suspension took place after the Montgomery County Police investigated an alleged incident of domestic violence at Dunn's Maryland home. While no charges were filed against either Dunn or his then-wife, a U.S. Capitol Police investigation resulted in Dunn's suspension for mishandling his service weapon. He stored his weapons at home in a lockbox with a broken lock for more than a month. That is according to a letter that we obtained that we linked in this morning's newsletter. Now, Dunn is a leading contender for a Democratic primary in Maryland's 3rd district and has outraised every candidate in the race to succeed. Retiring Congressman John Sarbanes, the Democrat that wins that May 14th primary, will almost certainly succeed in the general election in this deep blue seat. Number three story of the morning, the Biden campaign leans on the CHC to build Hispanic support. Joe Biden has met with members of Bold Pack, the CHC campaign arm, basically looking to build up support, get advice, talk politics. And the relationship has been a bit rocky. Obviously, the CHC wasn't happy that Biden used the word illegals or illegal in his State of the Union address. The Hispanic vote is critical to Biden. Obviously, the campaign is struggling a bit, not that much, but needs to build up support with Hispanic voters. The CHC is a good way to do that. They understand their constituents probably better than anybody else and better than a large national campaign. The CHC is pushing for even more investment by the Biden campaign in the Hispanic vote. Tony Cardenas of California said they need to hire culturally competent people in different aspects of the campaign, so people, Hispanic campaign aides, so they could build up support in the districts. Sylvia Garcia said Biden should sharpen his rhetoric against Republican attacks. Henry Cuellar, who has criticized Biden for being too soft on the border, said the president should take a more hardline stance on curbing illegal migrant crossings. In border states, Cuellar said, he's got to talk about the border. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You could subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.